Okay, so this is more of an obscure diagnosis for USMLE, but will help you get a 250, 260 plus if that's what you're shooting for. You can see with all of these answer choices, the microbiology, we can make this a long clip and this will get very fucking dense and confusing very fucking fast, okay? So I'm going to keep this concise and more focused on our specific diagnosis here. We have a 52-year-old dude who has a worsening non-pruritic rash in his legs and torso. And medications, simvastatin and methadone being used for heroin withdrawal to prevent relapses. Implication being he's a former or current IV drug user, negative for HIV and hepatitis C. This is important so we don't erroneously attribute this image in particular to what could be Kaposi's sarcoma or even lichen planus findings that are seen in HIV, hepatitis C, respectively. Biopsy of the rash shows an obscure finding of aggregates of T lymphocytes in the epidermis. So we look at the images here. Okay, most students, no fucking idea what this is referring to. As I said, this is how you get a 250, 260 plus in the exam. It's a challenging question. This is an image of mycosis fungoides, okay? Mycosis fungoides, which is a cutaneous T cell lymphoma caused by HTLV, human T lymphotropic virus. Which is similar to HIV in that it's a retrovirus, it's RNA, it's icosahedral nucleocapsid, and it's enveloped. Okay, so that's our answer here, RNA virus enveloped, HTLV. Now, it causes a cutaneous T cell lymphoma, as I said, called mycosis fungoides. Biopsy of a lesion will show us Pautrier or Pautrier, however the fuck you pronounce it, microabscesses in the skin. Which are aggregates of T lymphocytes. Okay, now, not all biopsies have to be positive for Pautrier microabscesses. It's a very specific, rules in, not a sensitive finding. Okay, now, this blood smear is showing, this image is of a cerebriform shaped nucleus within a T lymphocyte. Now, cerebriform means brain like. Okay, you can kind of look at this, and you're like, yeah, I guess that sort of looks brain-like. So, cerebriform-shaped nuclei of T lymphocytes, characteristic when the mycosis fungoides, this T cell lymphoma, this cutaneous T cell lymphoma, extends to the blood, and it's now called Sézary syndrome or Sézary syndrome, which is a cutaneous T, sorry, which is a T cell leukemia. Okay, so I'm just going to break that down, simplify this for 2 seconds. Mycosis fungoides equals cutaneous T cell lymphoma, Pautrier microabscesses on biopsy. If the cutaneous T cell lymphoma extends to the blood, we now call it Sézary or Sézary syndrome, okay? Cutaneous T cell leukemia now. And a blood smear is going to show us T lymphocytes with cerebriform shaped nuclei, okay? So the rash, about 20% of the time, is pruritic, so it doesn't really help us whether it's pruritic or non-pruritic. And as we said, this is an RNA virus enveloped, HTLV, same as HIV. Now, HIV could give us Kaposi sarcoma, as I mentioned before, HHV8, and we can have variable violaceous appearing skin lesions, hepatitis C, lichen planus, purple pruritic polygonal papules, all right? And even mycosis fungoides can have many different appearances. So, this is your diagnosis to take home. This is not autoimmune. Sometimes students might think, oh, is this psoriasis? Like, what's going on here? Okay. HTLV, the mode of transmission in the literature is not fully clear. It's seen an increased prevalence in IV drug users because it's similar in structure to HIV, the implication being that it can be transmitted through IV drug use. Okay. And also common in southwestern Japan. And in Central and South America and Sub-Saharan Africa. And the 5-year survival rate is 77%, 10-year survival rate of 69%. Yes, I memorized those numbers. And treatment is variable, can be with UV light, okay, and also topical steroids and various paraneoplastics. So you don't need to know the treatments, okay? You just need to, for USMLE, just merely know of mycosis fungoides and Sézary syndrome. And I think one final point before I forget is HTLV, the causal virus, can also cause tropical spastic paraparesis, which is going to be antibodies against neuronal cells that will result in worsening neuropathy over a 6-month period. Sounds really weird, I know. But I could have made this even more difficult, given you the same question, and then said what else could be seen in this patient, and the answer could be antibodies against neuronal cells or neuronal degeneration. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here for your 250, 260 plus. All right, so this is RNA virus, it's enveloped. I could go through all the discussion of all these other answer choices, which I make plenty of questions where I discuss more of the micro, but that's your take home for this clip. So yeah, that's it. All right. So if you liked this, I'll obviously make more content. Subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time.